From proud to pugnacious, Americans and the world are reacting to the now-viral Trump-Zelensky Oval Office meeting that ended with the Ukrainian president leaving the White House without a deal and with a severely damaged relationship with the Trump administration. Here are two examples that sum up the polarized fashion. The EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs posted on X, quote, "Today it became clear that the free world needs a new leader. It's up to us, Europeans, to take this challenge. We will step up our support to Ukraine so that they can continue to fight back the aggressor." The other example is Senator Lindsey Graham saying President Trump stood up for America. "Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president," Graham said. Graham has been to Ukraine approximately 8 times since the war began and has been a steadfast supporter of the country and Zelensky. Now he says Zelensky should resign or change his stance. "What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again," Graham said. The White House, the cabinet, and Republicans in Congress say President Trump was standing up for American interests. President Trump is making it clear the international community must do their fair share instead of solely relying on American taxpayers to foot the bill, Senator Rick Scott posted on X. Democrats say President Trump is aligning himself with Russian President Vladimir Putin. "Almost can't believe that that just happened in the Oval Office today," said Senator Mark Kelly. "Make no mistake, the only winner here, the winner is not United States, and the winner isn't Ukraine. The winner is just, very clearly, it's Vladimir Putin, a criminal." During the Oval Office meeting, Vice President J.D. Vance asked Zelensky why he isn't more thankful for American support. After Zelensky left the White House, he put out a statement thanking the president, Congress, and the American people for their support throughout the war. "Dozens of European leaders are stating their support for Ukraine, and President Zelensky is making a point to thank each one individually."